Crisis. Kruku residents commend government for the construction of a new police post. And in Africa news, a Sudan's government returns to capital after nearly 3 years of war. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chua. Residents of Baoleni compound in Lusaka have expressed a disappointment that water supply has not improved despite the purchase of the water bowser meant to ease the crisis. The residents say that they continue to go for days without running water, forcing households to rely on shallow wells. They say they were hopeful that the water bowser would make a difference, but nothing has really changed. The residents have since pleaded with the authorities to urgently address the water crisis being faced in the community.
Manzi, kulima elia zena angu manzi, kulia mavuta, kuzesika na yobwanzi.
Kami ishi hili moya laya.
Kuli mutatukua hata mdi mokuya ya laya.
Tu wafe stranded.
Nomba pa kusitwe tapule kudia na laya hapa jata ya mpuika buinu.
Kudanya manzi vuti kama ningi, please tukuna improvement government. Kutendi zile maningi.
Residents of Kuku compound in Lusaka have commended the government for the construction of a new police post a year after the demolition of the old facility. The residents say the new police post will help improve security in the area, which had been a concern since the old structure was brought down. They told Common Radio News that the absence of a police post had led to delayed response to crime and increased insecurity. The residents say the pressure of police officers will deter criminal activities and restore confidence among community members. In 2024, the Lusaka City Council demolished a Kuku police post, which was built on the main water supply line.
Because my junky kolo wapa kafuru stew to not have been a police station.
Na usiku wakawala ala fulu.
Oti na wakawala ala bamine bati futiri. As a result wakawala ala bapaka. Funga ende kakona 21 hours.
Sisi, wadu 7 zaap. Zule saap. Manjesho munga hapa. Wewe, kutupa hizo kupita na mapanga. Mbala iti kutaba. Kila kuwa nani, wadu mwendo tukwela
The Zambia Meteorology Agency has seized about 100 loaves of bread from Yatu Bakery in Lusaka's Kalingalinga Township after inspectors had discovered that the products were underweight. According to the agency, the seizure followed routine inspections carried out during the month of January as part of random checks on various commodities in line with the Metrology Act. The inspection conducted on the 8th of January 2026 targeted the two bread varieties, Yatu sliced bread and a super big loaf, which was declared to weigh 800 grams and 700 grams respectively. However, inspectors have found that the actual weights were below the declared quantities, a violation of the Metrology Act, which requires all packaged goods to meet a stated net weights. As a result, approximately 100 loaves were seized and later disposed of through the magistrate court in accordance with the law. Zambia Metrology Agency Senior Public Relations Officer, Ms. Sandra Mwela, has since urged consumers to remain vigilant and report any suspected cases of underweight or incorrectly measured products, assuring the public that all reports will be investigated to protect consumer rights.
Seized approximately 100 loaves of bread from Yatu Bakery in Kalingalinga after inspectors established that the product were underweight. During the month of January, ZMA inspectors intensified inspections of bakeries as part of the routine random inspections across various commodities conducted in accordance with the Metrology Act. The inspections are aimed at protecting consumers and ensuring fair trade practices. During the inspections conducted on 8th January 2026, ZMA inspectors pounced on Yatu Bakery and examined two varieties of bread, namely Yatu sliced bread and super big loaf. The loaves were declared as weighing 800 grams and 700 grams respectively.
Fiana Zambia Country Coordinator Vladimir Chilinya says a strong action plan is urgently needed to address the pollution crisis on the Copper Belt, where communities are struggling to cope with the devastating impacts of mining activities. Mr. Chilinya says the situation is dire, with farmers unable to grow crops, families are struggling to access clean water, and communities are facing serious health risks due to pollution from mining operations. He emphasized that the government and polluters must take responsibility and provide support to affected communities. Mr. Chilinya adds that prioritizing people's needs over profits and working with communities and organizations to develop a stronger action plan that addresses the root causes of the problem is crucial.
People are affected, who cannot grow crops in that are provided the opportunities are means of livelihood. And also that most of them are farmers, and we know that you can no longer farm anymore. And they're not being given opportunity to land yet where they can produce their crops. And I think that this has severely impacted their families in terms of ensuring they've got food, ensuring they've got nutrition, so that they can have access to resources to actually manage their also, this also includes them being education. So we are actually very concerned about this. And also especially that if you look at most of the people along the riverbank, depends on...
We now break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rate.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
Ela chokako bwana wa mabwana afika.
Oh, so ndio bwana wa mabwana. Ni phone ya wagula.
Manje, wizi walola Max Mwati is for the biggest bosses.
You heard right. Unganikale bwana wa mabwana with MTN's Alola Max, a fast 4G smartphone with a big screen, good camera, long-lasting battery, 32GB memory storage and two SIM card slots, all for just 795 kwacha. The Alola Max also comes with 3GB free data every month for 3 months. Alola Max imwe. Get yours today from any MTN service center. MTN, what are we doing today?
Current business rates on Company Radio.
My business rate, Mitengo, Zambia.